Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte, the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about the National Blue Ribbon School Award or recognition. My very special guest on the program is Jill Chambers, the principal at River Bend Elementary School. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm extremely excited and proud to be here.
She's saying all that and smiling,
yes.
So it's all true. So
it is exciting.
It's really exciting, and I won't steal much of your thunder because we'll talk about how well you've done in the award in just a second. But the Blue Ribbon, National Blue Ribbon recognition has been around about 35 years, and your school has done really, really well with that. And so tell us, just sort of going through the process, how do you even become eligible to apply? We've looked at some of that information in preparing for the program. There are a few things that have to be in place there.
Well, to apply, we actually didn't know we were eligible. We got a letter in the mail, and we were invited to submit an application. I knew when I took the job at River Bend that we had been a 2011 Blue Ribbon school, and we have been working very hard to maintain that high status.
Right.
And we were just thrilled when we got the application, and it says that we were in the top 15% in the state and asked us to submit a portfolio, and it was for eligibility because of exemplary high performance.
Yeah, just really high performance. And so, and just to put it in perspective, for the folks, it says top 15%, but we rank the 2,400 and some odd Title I schools. There are some others. You want to tell folks how you've done the last 3 or 4 years?
Well, that's exciting, too.
Yeah.
So the data that I'm most familiar with is with Title I schools, and we are a Title I school.
Right.
All of Haywood County schools are Title I schools at the elementary level, and we have 8, and out of 824 schools for the last 4 years, River Bend was number 1 of 3 of those years, and this year we're number 3. So we've been in the top 1% the entire time, and that's taken a lot of hard work and focus.
Yeah.
But we've...
Also
been an LA Plus school?
Yes, and I would say, and the National Blue Ribbon school people would agree that that is exemplary high performance when you're just there that long. So, and then there was, if you think of something you want to add, just add. But
okay.
Then there was this extensive portfolio.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So what we won't talk about all those areas, but what were some of the areas in that big portfolio that you had to put together and write about and send in the application?
So we're used to working hard at River Bend, but the portfolio was hard as
well.
You came down to help us with it. It was so hard.
I did.
And we thank you for that.
Yeah.
It had many areas. Three of the main areas I'm thinking about, curriculum and instruction area, then climate and how we engage our families, and professional development, along with other things like school leadership and our demographics. But it was very intense. I think when we finished the application, it was like 21 pages long.
Yeah.
You were having to do all the proofreading for us and help us shorten it up a little bit. But
well,
it was very...
I appreciate you asking me to help you with that. Because one of my things is reading and writing.
You are wordsmith extraordinaire, and you helped us make it really good.
Well, thank you. This podcast is supposed to be about your school,
not
about me.
But we're part of a great school district, and that's one of the things that I want to share as we talk about this, is why we've been able to achieve what we have been. It's because of the support that we have with our district and our community. So that's huge to us.
Yeah, it's been remarkable at River Bend and other schools too with other awards, but just remarkable. So we decided before we started doing the podcast here that we'd maybe talk about 3 of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't taken a lot of notes, so we're just going to do this like from our memory. But can you talk about some of the things that you included in the curriculum and instruction section?
Well, one of the things that we tried to focus on with curriculum and instruction was that we really do buy into our Haywood County Schools balanced literacy framework. And when I say buy into it, it means like we have been trained in it and we implement it. And when you implement it and you implement it well, it's going to work. So our school district has done a ton to support our teachers and administration in teaching us best practice. And we take that information and we put it in, you know, we put it into practice and go with it. So that we try to highlight that in our application. I know, you know me, I love curriculum, and I could go into what balanced literacy framework is and how we do it well. But the gist of this is that we embraced it and we used it. We used what we were trained in. We focused on doing it with fidelity, and that produced success for us and continuous success.
Yeah, and it's really all about using something that's research-based that you know that works rather than people just doing what feels good that day.
Oh, right.
And your folks are all over that.
And that's something else that we highlighted in the application was how we work together in teams, vertical teams at our school and grade-level teams in our school, so we're all getting on the same page and we're functioning with the same high expectation and using these processes in the same way, so that when you go from classroom to classroom, you're going to see, we're not cookie-cutter, but you're going to see a lot of the same things because they work. We're using the things that have been proven to work.
That's right. Good, really good instructional tools. And then one of the things that you had to write about, which really is a prelude to using good instructional tools, is learning about them. So talk about maybe some of the things that you talked about or put in the section where you had to talk about professional development or getting your teachers and other people ready to use good tools.
Well, we realized in order to make our district frameworks work that we needed additional work at the school. So for the school professional development, we actually created what we call River Bend University. Mm-hmm. And we would drill into what we were learning at the district level. We'd go deeper with it and we would define, what does this mean? What does it look like? How does it apply to the standards? How do we implement this in the classroom? Are we being successful? Are we tracking data? So that professional development at the school so complemented what we were learning at the district that it just really turned into a powerful system to create success for our students.
Yeah, one of the things I was really impressed with when we worked on the application was that you really, on your own, created these experts in these little micro areas of different parts of the curriculum. Your folks dug in really deeply and trained each other, and people came from other schools, and you helped them learn, and so really intensified and went way above and beyond what we were able to do across the district.
And we sort of joke at school that we are action research. Like, right. We are, with the size of our school, we were able to really study these practices. And I wish that we had gone to pencil and paper and actually probably published some of the findings, because we've taken best practice and expanded. I mean, it really is that intense and meaningful, and it's paid off with our kids. So, but I want to bring that back to the type of staff that we have, and that our mission and our vision at River Bend is growing together as a community of learners, and we all view ourselves as learners. So we're the first learners, and then we grow that in our children. So we're okay as a learner. You fail sometimes, and then other times you do great, and just that whole, it's hard to actually put into words like we did in the application. It takes a lot of words, but it's a thought process, a growth process, and just a willingness to learn together.
Okay, and so we're running short on time, so let's talk about just that last area we want to talk about really quickly, about what you do to engage families and work on the climate of the school.
Well, that's the most important thing, I think, to talk about, is the climate of our school and of our community, because I'm just so blessed to work in a community that the bottom line is that they just believe in traditional core values. Mm-hmm. So we're supported 100% by our community. We're respected as professionals. We're respected by our community when we're talking about our kids, and we're trusted. So in order to have that dynamic, you have a group of people in an area that have, they believe in honesty, they believe in learning, they believe in transparency, they believe in respect and supporting their school, their teachers, and that's just the beauty of our community.
Yeah, it's a neat place.
It's a neat place. And I keep coming back to, in my mind, to the word respect. There's not been a time in the 6 years that I've been there that we haven't been approached by parents in our community with true respect and a true heart to do what's best for our kids.
Okay. I want to thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, she's going to be going. A couple of you are going up to Washington. on November the 6th and 7th. Maybe Dr. Garrett's going. And so this will air about that time. And then there may be other news about celebrations later. But thanks for being on today.
Thank you.
As always, we want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Have a safe day and a great day.